It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Yes, it is. And we've got Martin and Nick from Repairs up in the studio, and they've chosen three really great tracks to share with us all this morning. How are you guys going today?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, good, thanks.
When I was talking to you before, you've picked out the tracks based on one per member of the band.
Yeah.
Did you have any conflicts of who wanted to play what or anything like that?
There were some close ones. I think there are a few of them, if one hadn't picked, the others would have. Which is quite a nice place to be as a band.
It's good that you have similar interests, yeah, and you don't clash too much on, yeah, on what,
absolutely.
What's this first one that you've picked?
So the first track is James's pick. It's a June of 44 song from Engine Takes to Water, which is a really good album. He's got a June of 44 shirt that he likes to wear a lot, and it's a great way to start conversations at gigs. Yeah. It's like a little one of those bands that are kind of not a secret code, but like a code for people who share similar tastes.
Oh, really? Is it like if they like June of 44, then you know that they're a cool person kind of thing?
Yeah, you know that they're going to like other bands
that you're into, yeah, kind of thing. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's really nice. Mm. You were saying that you picked up a really cheap copy of this one time.
Yeah, I've got them all on CD because Real Groove used to have them for like $2, and they're all the old Quarter Stick record stuff, which is it's an offshoot label of Touch and Go.
Oh, yeah.
And they do quite a lot of really cool stuff.
But how old is this album, this one here?
I'm probably showing ignorance here. 90s?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not like a weird thing that it's gotten a lot cheaper.
No, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just making sure. yeah, cool, we'll give it a listen.
Sweet. We'll be right back.
We're getting a few texts in. Lots of people are a big fan of June of 44, which is nice to hear. What's this next one that you've chosen?
So this is off the new Breeders album.
Your pick?
It is my pick. Full disclosure, I absolutely love Kim Deal. Love her. And she's the reason why I decided to pick up a bass. So, yeah.
So it's a good place to start.
It is. And so I did think about going back to their back catalogue. But I really love this track off the new album. And somebody posted a link on my Facebook page when they played the Tiny NPR concert. Mm-hmm. And funnily enough, Kim was playing bass on this song, so I thought, doubly love it. So,
perfect.
Yeah.
That's all you wanted.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What was the band? She was in the Pixies, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, awesome. All right. Well, we'll give it a listen, and then we'll come back. And the next one is your pick, isn't it, Martin?
Yeah.
Great. Is there anything else you wanted to say about this track?
Just love Kim Deal.
Who doesn't? Getting all the Kims confused. Kim Gordon, Kim Deal, but that was Kim Deal, right?
Yes.
Great. Okay. What's this last one that you've...
So the last one we've got today is a band called Idols from Bristol, and it's a track called Well Done. It's a favourite of the whole band's. Very nice, loud, angry, but joyously angry.
Yeah.
Life-affirmingly angry.
Because this is on their most recent album, right? Came out last year, maybe the year before?
Yeah, it's still fairly new. They've got a new one coming this year. It's frustratingly expensive to buy in New Zealand because of the shipping costs.
Because I think I saw it once and it was like a bit too pricey for me to get.
Yeah, I think it's just an Yeah, we're going to do a combined band order.
Yeah. From overseas. Or chip in on the shipping.
Yeah.
Maybe even go out and find like a few other people to kind of chip in on it as well. And I'll get in on that.
Yeah.
That sounds great to me. You were saying that there was something that you wanted to tell me about this, and I couldn't remember what it was.
Was there? They're just a bit of a favorite. I think that one of the things about idols that's so great is the enthusiasm that they have.
Yeah.
Like it's very angry and loud and shouty.
How did you pick out this actual track from the whole album?
It's probably the catchiest one that gets stuck in the head.
Yeah.
And it's also, I find myself often saying to people, well done. And then start
and then
humming
think,
the song.
And then you think of it? Yeah. That happens to me quite a bit, actually.
They've got a Facebook group that's essentially like a fan club, but it's a bunch of people who really like the band being nice to each other on the internet and helping each other out, which is a really nice thing to be part of
that
as well.
That's quite nice.
It's a life-affirming Facebook group if you ever feel
down. Are you all three of you in the Facebook group?
Yeah.
We are, yes. Yeah.
Do you sometimes just like tag each other in little things? And that's a nice little kind of band relationship that you guys have.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you've got a show this weekend.
Oh, yes.
Tell us about it. There's a poster over there if you want to.
Yeah. I'm just looking at that now. It's on Saturday and it's at Wine Cellar. The doors open at 8 and we're going to play at 8:30 on the dot. And we're going to play a very short, very fast, very seamless set, and nothing's going to go wrong. Also playing is Threat Meat Protocol, which is going to be their last Auckland show for ages. Grown Downs from Tauranga and Rope making their second, but their first probably official show, and they're really good too.
Great. Sounds like a great gig. $10 on the door?
$10, yep. Perfect. Yeah, no, it should be a really good night.
And it was on Saturday, right?
Saturday night, Wine Cellar.
Awesome.
8 p.m.
Thanks for coming up. Cool. We'll give this Idols track a listen and hope the show goes well.
Thanks.
Well done. Why don't you get a job? Even Tarquin has a job. Mary Berry's got a job. So why don't a job. Well done. Why don't you win a medal? Even Tarquin wins a medal. Mary Berry's got a medal. So why don't you get a medal? Well done. I'd rather cut my nose off to spy my face. I'd rather buy my nose off. Degree. Even Tarquin has a degree. Mary Berry's got a degree. So why don't you get a degree? Well done. Why don't you like reggae? Even Tarquin likes reggae. Mary Berry loves reggae. So why don't you like reggae? Well done. Why don't you watch football? Even Tarquin likes football. Trevor Nelson loves football. So why don't you watch football? Well done! I'd rather cut my nose off to spite my face. I'd rather cut my nose off to spite my... Get on your bike, she said.
That was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.